Members of the symphony performed a series of short December concerts like this one at Green Bay's St. Francis Xavier Cathedral. Soprano Jennifer Stevens was backed up by a small brass and string ensemble. It was a bittersweet performance for audience member Patty Skazny, who's attended concerts on and off for 40 years. She now faces the prospect of losing the symphony.
I was shocked. There's no reason in the world why this community cannot support the Green Bay Symphony, the Civic Symphony. This is a large enough city that can support many musical organizations. It should be a cultural center point of northeastern Wisconsin.
This is our 101st year as an organization. We've weathered so many storms in terms of, you think, the Great Depression, we've weathered that.
That's Nancy Capham, the symphony's third cellist. She's involved in an effort to form an alliance with the Madison-based Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. That's the group that puts on the popular Concerts on the Square shows.
We're exploring this. It's very earnest in what we're doing. We're very much wanting this to work for both of our orchestras, and we will have our autonomy. Green Bay will be Green Bay. Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra will be Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
The Chamber Orchestra's executive director is Mark Cantrell. He's been meeting with musicians and community leaders in Green Bay to gauge support for this kind of alliance.
It's not a merger or an acquisition necessarily. You know, the musicians had to be behind this because it's their musician group that's going to stay in Green Bay. It should stay the Green Bay Symphony. Or perhaps not, I don't know. That's the community is going to tell us whether it stays a Green Bay Symphony if this works. But rather than have two separate managements and all the overheads go with that, we take advantage of economy of scale, and it would be the Green Bay Symphony would be another brand of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, if you would.
If the partnership happens, Cantrell says he'd like to see less reliance on ticket sales for the symphony, instead moving to a subscription and patron model, where larger donations would allow for free community performances. Also, he says the current Green Bay Symphony Orchestra leadership is not alone in trying to make ends meet.
And, you know, it's through no fault of the Green Bay Symphony, the current, organization as it is. There's a lot of organizations that have been headed on the direction for a long time, and they're doing what they think is best for the organization. But there's a lot of people that are tired, and what I'm trying to ascertain is, are there too many people that's tired?
Cantrell doesn't know if the fiscal support is there. He hopes to have an answer by the end of February. Even if the partnership doesn't work, Green Bay still has options for live music, including the Civic Symphony and the Dudley Birder Chorale. But Cantrell says the city stands to lose something special.
Anytime an orchestra goes out of business, it literally, it's like tearing a hole in the fabric of the community that you're in, and you never get it back once they're gone.
The symphony's final performance is set for April. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.